This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris. Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
I'm having the year I'm having because of Carson Kelly and Miguel Amaya, you know, Reese behind the plate, because of the guys in the infield from Matty Shaw and Dansby and Nico and Bushy and Birdie and making plays in the infield and Happer and PCA, Tuck and Saya making plays in the outfield, you know, like those guys. I'm a product of the people around me.
Yeah, so Matthew Boyd, an all-star, one of three Cubs all-stars, as we wait to see if anybody drops out between now and next Tuesday at Truist Park for the Midsummer Classic. In the meantime, though, now joining us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, Sahadev Sharma, CircaLasVegas.com. Sahadev, of course, the beat writer for the Cubs for The Athletic, also the co-host of the Northside Territory podcast. Sahadev, give it to me straight as you join our Rahimi and Harris with Mark Grody and for Layla. Did the Cubs, did they get right with just three all-stars from the Cubs making it?
I think you can make an argument for three, maybe four, maybe five more guys. I mean, Michael Bush and Seiya Suzuki probably have the best arguments to make that team. Seiya obviously leading the league in RBIs. Michael Bush, by way to runs created plus, is fifth in all of baseball. I mean, the names ahead of him are basically the best players in baseball. He's an offensive force right now, and Seiya is a power producer. The two really productive offensive players. I think it's hard to pick apart who doesn't deserve to go and all those things, because you know every team has to get a representative. And then there are just, you know, the fans vote, and sometimes they're going to go with the popular choice. Michael Bush isn't a big name. Say Suzuki isn't a big name. So I understand these things. I don't think it's something you it doesn't seem like the Cubs are up in arms about it. Greg Counsell certainly wasn't. He got it. But there's certainly an argument for more guys. But they got three really good, deserving players on that list.
Well, I'm glad we have you on, because I recently read your work in The Athletic about the Cubs struggling against left-handed starters and how that puts a focus on another area of need. So you be the one to weigh in on this specifically. Michael Bush against left-handed pitching. We haven't seen enough of it. Going back to last year's splits, I didn't understand why he wasn't being given more of an opportunity. Is it simply because Justin Turner exists on the roster, or is it something deeper? Because I thought he was more than adequate against left-handed pitching going back to last year, his first full season in the bigs.
I mean, the overall numbers are rough against lefties. I do think he's developed and earned that spot now, and I think we're seeing it. This is, I believe, the last two left-handed starters we've seen Michael Bush in the lineup. I think maybe the going forward, what you want to see is if he's going to sit against a lefty, it's the best of the best. It's Framber Valdez, it's Mackenzie Gore, those types of guys, Tarik Skubal, those types of lefties. I understand him sitting, but I think the way he's producing now, it's time to just, you know, continue push that development forward. I think Council understands that and is ready to do that. And Justin Turner isn't producing. He's not producing at a high enough level, so he has to change things up. Council admitted that. It's time to change things up. You got to try something different. And it worked. It worked against Liberatore. Bush looked really good. I think he's making the right choices now. I understand trying to give Turner that leash. He's a veteran who has always hit. This may be the end of the line for him. I don't want to assume that, but we haven't seen enough from him to justify playing him over Bush, who is crushing the ball right now.
Yeah, no doubt. And the Liberatore home run was big, and he's starting with the power, and I think you're probably right. He probably has earned more time against lefties, except those elite guys, as you mentioned. Here's a sharp turn out of that from the All-Stars and into another guy that, very interesting last night, that Jordan Wicks gets called up. He pitches, obviously, he's in there to throw strikes at that point, blow out, 3 1/3, no runs, 3 hits. How does Jordan Wicks fit into things going forward with the Cubs on this roster, on this team?
Yeah, right now he obviously is only up here because of Jameson Taillon's injury. Jordan Wicks looked pretty rough in his brief time up, like the brief amount of pitching he'd gotten in the big leagues. Got hurt when he went back down to AAA. He's looked really good since getting healthy. Not fully built up, I don't believe, but he pitched well last night, and I think that's a good sign. You've got a couple options as far as filling out the rotation before. There's going to be a trade made. We know this. The Cubs are not going to sit on their hands. Jed Hoyer wants to be aggressive when it comes to starting pitching. We just don't know when it's happening. Until that next starter is added, I think you have the option of Wicks or Flexen to make those starts. I think you want to keep Ben Brown in the minor leagues, kind of continue to, whether it's both, whatever it is specifically that they're working on with him, I think they need to focus on that and let him figure things out in AAA, get his confidence back, get his stuff right. And then Wicks and Flexen are solid options. They're not great options. They're not, you know, these aren't ones or twos. You hope you can improve upon that in the trade deadline, but they're solid depth pieces. And I think that's now you have two choices, and it was nice to see Wicks give them quality innings. There was a game where he came in a blowout before he got sent down, and he couldn't get anybody out. And that's a huge problem that puts a strain on everybody in the not only the rotation, but in the bullpen as well. And he didn't do that last night, and that's a big – I think that matters. Those are the things that Council is looking for to earn trust.
Sahad Sharma, Cubs beat writer at The Athletic and the co-host of the North Side Territory podcast, joining us on Raheemy and Harris, along with Mark Grody. I'm Marshall. Hey, Sahad, looking right now at where the Cubs are pitching-wise, is it more likely that they'll just go with that kind of bullpen piecemeal option between now and the break, and you would expect them to have another starter externally coming out of the All-Star break? Is it that immediate of a need, or could they do this bullpen thing for a couple of turns through the rotation?
Yeah, I think Council, the way he talks about it, he doesn't like to he's so specific about outgetters. Someone asked, is Chris Flexen an option to start, and he basically cut him off and said, you know, I would stop using that word, starters. Don't think about it in terms of starters. And this is a big Council thing. He focuses on the ability to get 27 outs, however you can piece it together. So he's not focused on who is that fifth starter. If he has to piece it together, he will. If he decides that Chris Flexen or Jordan Wicks is the best person to start that day to get them 4 or 5 innings, whatever it may be, that's what he's going to do. I do think they have this time. They're not going to overthink it over the next week. They may just go bullpen. game. But that bullpen game is likely opener, bulk guy, bullpen, like we saw the other day. I just don't think Council likes to overthink these things. He's very specific about pitchers are out-getters. He doesn't love giving anyone a specific role unless, you know, you've earned that role. So on occasion, he'll say that. But that's his big focus. I do think there are people in the organization who want a starter sooner rather than later. You've heard Jed Hoyer talk a lot about how the price right now is exponentially higher. And, there's a push and pull there. You get more starts when you make the trade earlier. So you do have to pay up more. But also, say you go get someone that has some things that you want to tweak. In that case, you want a little more time with them. You want them to buy in to the philosophy of, okay, here are the changes we want to make. Are they big changes, small changes? Big changes are pretty hard to make in the middle of the season. But if it's use this pitch a little bit more or slightly tweak this grip on this pitch, that's not as hard as long as the guy's willing to buy in.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Is there enough Sahadef around Matt Shaw offensively right now and enough good out of Matt Shaw's defense, base running, and everything else to not have to worry about him at third? Or is that a position that they would consider also upgrading along with the starting staff and bullpen?
Yeah, I think it's something they would consider. But really, the primary upgrade option out there would be Eugenio Suarez, and the Diamondbacks aren't going to sell until the very last minute, unless they really fall out of it over right before the All-Star break here. That's a team that wants to wait until the very last moment before they decide on buy or sell, because they are built to win right now, and they have three big free agents at the end of the year in Gallen, Merrill Kelly, and Suarez. So they're going to wait. They want to see what happens. I think he's the only one that's a clear upgrade over Shaw. There are other veterans out there, but what they're below average hitters and good defenders. That's what Shaw is right now.
Yeah.
I don't see why you need to force some veteran in there that does the same production, and then you stifle this kid's development. If it's a clear upgrade, sure, you take the 2.5 months or whatever you may have the Suarez for, and you turn the best offense, one of the best offenses in baseball, into an even bigger threat. Like that's the type of addition where you're strengthening a strength, and it's you look at that lineup. It's like, okay, where's the weakness? What's the spot here that teams are going to say, like, the opposing pitcher can take a breath?
God, what if they had gotten Bregman? You think about that?
We all think about that.
Yeah.
How can you not think about that? Yeah. I think the Cubs think about that today in this current economy. And to your point, Sahadev, the Diamondbacks right now, they are 2 games under .500, but they're only 4.5 games out of the final wild card. But There are four teams between them and that final wild card. Talking to Sahadev Sharma, he's the Cubs beat writer at The Athletic, the co-host of Northside Territory Podcast here on Raheemy and Harris with Mark Grody. Layla has the day off. Sahadev, is there a pitcher that you have your eye on that seems to be the most realistic at this stage? I know plenty can change between now on the 7th of July and the 24 days leading to the trade deadline. But what do you think is the most realistic as far as targets for the Cubs, knowing that so many other teams like the Dodgers and Mets need pitching help as well?
Yeah, it's the problem is there's a couple teams that, like I mentioned, the Diamondbacks and Royals are two teams I would watch that are kind of, they want to buy, they don't want to sell, so that may take a little longer. But then there are teams like what's happening in Washington right now? I don't know, you know, how aggressive they're going to be selling at the deadline because they just fired all the people in charge. That's a team that, you know, has some names that aren't, you know, going to blow anyone away, but could be effective. And then there's, of course, Miami, but they're going to be asking for a lot. And Sandy Alcantara just right now is not pitching well. Edward Cabrera is going to cost a lot because he's under control. I think the Cubs like him, but I don't know what that price is going to be. He's under control and for cheap for a while. So these are the things you have to consider. Patrick and I are digging in. There are a couple other teams. I think I'd watch Boston. I don't know what direction they're going to go. They're clearly in it because the AL East just isn't the powerhouse that it normally is with the Yankees falling off so quickly. You know, these teams that are on the borderline, I'm watching and we're trying to figure out what direction they're going. A lot of the names are out there. There are some names that I've heard that Patrick and I want to get a little more information on before we put the names out there. But there are some interesting names that I've heard. They may not blow people away, but you have to understand the Cubs feel like they can help certain pitchers, A, with their defense, and B, with their pitching infrastructure. So that's why I was talking about when I say that they believe that, you know, hey, we can do this, that, and the other with a pitcher. The numbers may not look great, but you combine their defense with some suggestions their pitching coaches may have, and you turn a guy with a, I don't know, 4.5 ERA into a number three starter on a really good team.
Well, we're hoping they can do that with the guys that they have on their roster right now whenever Jameson Taillon comes back from that calf injury. Sahadev, thank you so much for joining us here on Raheemy and Harris. We appreciate it, man.
Of course. No problem. Thanks for having me. Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.